Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning. We are back, and I am your host, Sean Perry. This is the Senior Zone, and I am privileged to have the one and only, my main man. I've been waiting to say that for many years, Mr. Donnie Simpson himself. How are you doing, sir?
My main man.
My
I'm
main
doing
man.
Great, brother. How you doing?
I am doing well. I never thought I'd be able to say that phrase and say it to you, but hey, God is good, and he answers prayers.
Oh, yes, he does.
Let me introduce you properly, Donnie, to our listeners here on WYCB, in case they just don't know who you are. But Donnie Simpson is a longtime American radio, television, and movie personality. With a career spanning from the late 60s through today, Donnie Simpson's star continues to rise. Originally a high school news reporter at age 15 in Detroit, Donnie quickly gained popularity. Only 1 year later, Donnie had his very own radio show. Then in 1977, he moved to Washington, D.C. for a job at our sister station, WKYS. With his fame growing at a rapid rate, Donnie became the first star of BET and host of his flagship program, Video Soul. Some of the biggest stars in music, from Janet Jackson to LL Cool J to Patti LaBelle and so many more, sat on the couch with Donnie for many interviews. Donnie's green eyes and good looks were always a favorite of the ladies, and his friendly nature and positive interviews were a favorite of fans around the world. Last August, after a five-year hiatus, Donnie Simpson came out of retirement and returned to the radio airwaves to host The Donnie Simpson Show, which airs Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. on our sister station as well, Magic 102.3. Again, welcome to the Senior Zone, Mr. Donnie Simpson.
Wow, thank you. Ah. What an introduction.
Hey, I'm holding
Sounds
back
like I've been busy. Didn't feel that way.
Hey, you know, one of the first lessons you got to prepare for your guests, right?
Yeah, right.
Donnie, there's something that I do always on the tail end of our show, but I'm gonna do it on the front end of our show, make an exception just for you because you are certainly worth it. But in recognition of living, you know, life to the fullest and doing extraordinary things in spite of your age, as well as many other notable things that you do throughout the community, we're honoring you here on the Senior Zone as our Super Senior of the Week.
Wow. Well, thank you. I'm honored.
Award and plaque and trophy and all that is on the way.
Oh, is that right? Okay, great. Wow, that's quite flattering. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. But let's just jump in real quick. How's family, wife, kids, grandkids? I know you talk about your grandkids quite a bit.
Oh, man. Everybody's great. I took my grandkids to school this morning. That's part of what I do. I have a shuttle service, shuttling grandbabies back and forth.
You're that personal Uber, huh?
Right. And I love it. I love it. But my wife is fine. You know, we had a great weekend. We spent a couple political events. We went to a reception at Alfred Ligon's house for Donna Edwards on Saturday. And then Bob Johnson invited us to an event for Hillary Clinton last night at the governor's house in Virginia. And so, yeah. A busy weekend, but fun. We had a lot of fun.
I got you. Well, you know, you came back in a big way, a big splash last August, you know, and you're seemingly more popular than ever before. How is radio different today versus your pre-retirement?
Well, I guess in a way, I find it kind of the same. When I left, you know, part of my problem with what radio had become was that I felt that the personality had been stripped from radio. You know, the radio had become too safe and playing the same songs. And, you know, it just kind of didn't settle well with me. You know, I come back and I find that it's, you know, pretty much the same. Hopefully, you know, with the freedoms that I have, that, you know, maybe that will encourage it, be a part of what encourages it to change, yeah, to become more open, more fun. You know, radio was just always magic to me, man. It's so much fun. And that, you know, that last year before I retired, it just wasn't fun anymore, you know. And so, you know, I mean, it's still a great medium. I still love it to death. And, but You know, we need to bring the fun back.
Yeah, and you know, I listen to your show regularly, you know, throughout the week. Can't catch every day, but, you know, and you're exactly right. That's what you're doing over there on Magic 102.3, having fun with you and Rick Chill and Tim and the rest of your crew. And I think that's what certainly resonates. When you were retired, Donnie, were you thinking about, or what were you thinking about when you decided to come back, you know, in terms of, you know, recharging and retooling yourself, you know, for a comeback? Or did you not even think about that? You just knew you could come on back and be Donnie Simpson, and that was good enough.
Well, you know, I mean, you never know that it's good enough. You hope that it is, you know, but I don't think it was a retooling. You know, people always talk about how they reinvented themselves. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know how to do that. Invent what? You know, what will I become? You know, I only know how to do me. And so I've been consistent with that all the years I've done radio and television. You know, I was not really thinking about coming back to radio. My interest became coming back to television, in all honesty. And I had a meeting with Alfred Liggins, and he kind of wrangled me into doing radio too. And I'm glad he did. I mean, I don't want to make it sound like. You know, I'm not having fun doing it, because I am. But I decided that I wanted to do TV. He said, you know, we would love to have you do that, but we would like to have you do both. That's really what we would like. And, you know, we just kept talking about it, and he assured me that it would be fun and I'd have all my freedoms. And so I ended up coming back to do both. And, you know, there's some people I was working with suggested that I'd come back with a double barrel approach too, because you know, with my social media numbers and with radio and television, that it would be a good launching pad for some other things that we want to do. So, you know, I have no regrets. I'm glad that I came back. I am having fun. You know, I mean, we were talking about it in the studio last Thursday and Friday, just how it's just amazing that I get paid for this. You know, that, you know, I mean, I just sit there and have fun. You know, all my life I've gotten away with working 4 hours a day, playing music that I love, and having as much fun as I can stand. I mean, how good is that? God's good to me.
Well, you certainly had his favor for 45 plus years. So tell me something then, Donnie, because there's other folks out there that are listening that are, you know, 60 plus years. They've been working all their life. What motivates you to keep working full time? And just not full time, but, you know, you are full steam, you know, ahead, full throttle. What motivates you?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, it's people. I love people. And, you know, everywhere I go, well, this is the biggest thing that made me come back. My wife one day, about, this is going back a year and a half, maybe 2 years, she says, you know, everywhere you go, all you hear is how much we love you, how much we miss you, and we wish you would do something else. And she says, you have that God has given you a gift that you should be sharing with people. At which time I looked around to see who that was talking to me. I couldn't believe I was hearing this from my wife. And couldn't believe she knew I had any talent. And but, you know, I listened to that. And so that really is what motivates me, is people. You know, people have always pushed me to where I needed to be. When I first started in radio, working in my mother's record shop in Detroit, you know, it was people who came in there saying, you sound like a DJ. You ought to be a DJ. All the time. And it was in one ear and out the other initially. You know, my first ambition in life was to be a Baptist minister. You know, and so they pushed me in that way, and then they started pushing me to, you know, wow, you should do television. You belong on television. So I went and did that, and, you know, so it's just like people have always moved me where I needed to be. So I guess that's my motivation, is just, you know, that's the only thing. When I was retired, I did not miss radio. I miss the people I talk to through the radio. That's what I miss. I miss the people.
Got Gotcha. You know, sometimes God doesn't speak directly into your ear. Sometimes he speaks to you through other people. And it sounds like, you know, your wife was that vessel for you. But we as fans, you know, certainly appreciate you taking heed and listening to what came off your wife's lips and came on back to radio.
Yeah, well, I'm grateful for that, too. Thank you, Sean.
So tell me, for those that are out there, cause, you know, this is the Senior Zone, so I'm speaking to, you know, senior listeners, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm always trying to give them some words to inspire them, for them to start living and stop aging. And you are now 62. Mm. You are Social Security eligible.
Right.
You know, how do you find, like, your life experiences and as you age, you know, is it affecting your creativity at all?
No, I feel like, well, the greatest part of coming back for me, what I appreciated most once I got back in that studio, I'm telling you, was that those creative juices were flowing again.
Mm.
So that was, it was like I didn't have to use those brain cells over the previous 5.5 years. Well, all of a sudden, you know, it's flowing again. You know, I'm going through my day and I see things that I'm thinking, wow, this would be great to talk about on the show, or this is funny. This would be, people will find this interesting, you know, that kind of thing. And, so, you know, I'm glad that I came back to work, for that reason also. It reinvigorates me. My creativity, is at a new level for me. I think that the 5.5 years off was good, that it makes me appreciate it that much more, you know, coming back. You know, and that's what I would say to your listeners. I mean, you know, that, you know, age is, it ain't nothing but a number, man. It's how you carry it, you know. You know, I've been doing a lot of work for AARP and mm-hmm. some great people there that I really love. And, you know, I remember the first time I made an appearance for them, and I was telling them how I, like so many others, they've heard this story many times before, by the way, that I kept asking, why are they sending me that stuff in the mail? You know, when I turn 50, it's like, I'm not old,
right.
You know? And so, you know, you go through that period of just disbelief, I guess. But then I learned to embrace it, and that it's not about being old, you know. It's about being wiser, I guess. And that I have really learned to embrace that. And, you know, that you do need to keep moving. I remember saying to my father, who's no longer with us, many years ago, because I watched him after, you know, he worked so hard all his life, and then he retired and he just sat around all day. And I said, Dad, do you want to live? I remember asking him that, you know, because I felt like if you want to live, then you need to start living, you know, or else you're just sitting waiting for death.
Yeah.
And so I found myself thinking about what I'd ask him and say, well, what's different about what he was doing and what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, no, you know, that's part of the reason why I came back too. Just, you know, no, you need to keep living. You need to keep doing stuff. It keeps you fresh. You know, I need to be a part of the music scene. It's what I love. This is what I do. And, you know, I really didn't realize the extent of it until I got back in the studio that first day and went under headphones and did my first break. And it was like, wow,
I'm back.
This is what I do. This is what I do. Yeah, same thing with television. When I did my first Donnie After Dark, they did the introduction. I was very nervous. I walked, as soon as I took those first 3 steps into the shot, it was all gone. It was, this is what I do.
Yeah, I heard someone say over the weekend, and I may not have the quote exactly right, but they said something to the effect, when you start stopping, right, start stopping, that's when you start aging. You know, and it just that just stuck with me, and it's short and sweet, but it says and speaks, you know, just volumes. And you're talking to that, you know, right now. When you stop living and just give up and surrender just because you got an age number attached to your name, you know, the end is over. You might as well just dig your own grave, just, you know, get the shovel out yourself and just start saying life is over. But, you know, right now we're living 80, 90, 100 years old.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Life. life expectancy, those years have increased so much over the last 30, 40 years. I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely. And with you, with your relationship at AARP, and you know, and I have a relationship with them as well. So from Joanne Jenkins to Edna Kane Williams to Raul Andrews, and so many more over there. You know, they're now talking about disrupting aging and changing the mindset of how we think about, you know, aging. But they're not even seeing the word aging. They're talking about how we're going to, how we're changing the way we live.
Right.
You know, as we approach these years, latter years in our life. So I kind of just want to put that out there. I'm on my little bandwagon with that right now.
And for any of your listeners that aren't members of AARP, I mean, it's so cheap to become a member, and there's so many benefits that you really should take a look at it. It really is. It's awesome. They have so many services that will help you.
Yeah, you get that back once you go to you know, Golden Corral and get that 10% discount or 15%.
That's right.
Right. So let me ask you something now. As a 62-year-old, and I just put your age out there.
That's okay.
As a 62-year-old, Donnie, what advice would you give a 22-year-old, Donnie?
Well, you know, it's probably pretty simple for me, and it may sound overly simple, but it is to be yourself, you know. I mean, you know, I think I told you this the other day when we were talking, that I always felt like, in for my line of work, that there were always 1,000 people out there that wanted to take my job, and that 500 of them were just as good as I am. The other 500 were better.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I could beat them all at was being me.
Absolutely.
And I think that applies to all walks of life, to no matter what you do, you know, that it has to be based in you, you know, doing you. You know, and sometimes it takes time to find you, you know, but when you find you, you find a sweet spot, and it's good. It's really good. You know, and to, you know, just to know, and I know this sounds cliche, but that whatever it is that you see at 22, it can be yours. You know, if you really want it, if you really believe it, that it can be yours. When I would talk to kids in school, I would always, you know, I'd go around the room and ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, I want to be a basketball player, football player, movie star, whatever. And you know, and I would always encourage those thoughts where, you know, a lot of parents feel like you need to do something safer. That's a long shot, you know. But I believe in big eyes. I like big dreams, you know. And my thing to them would be, well, why not? You know, there will be a next Michael Jordan. There will be a next Denzel Washington, a Meryl Streep. Why not you?
Absolutely. I tell my kids, you know, to, you know, elephant hunt. Why not go after the elephant?
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You know, shoot for that, you know, and if you fall, you know, you just get back up and shoot for it again.
That's right. Right.
You know? But that's what I share with him. I also use the analogy, Donnie, of the sweet spot. And maybe I'm a late bloomer. You know, I came into, you know, the senior zone with no radio experience, no journalism background, just a vision that I had. And I stepped out on faith, and I decided that I wanted to stretch myself and get out of my comfort zone. You know, I heard Steve Harvey mention that when you're in your comfort zone, that's where you fail, you know, until you start stretching yourself and getting out of that little comfort box, you know, that's where you, when you take a risk, you know, where there's risk, there's reward, you know.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
I was about 50, you know, 49, 50, so not too long ago. And, you know, and when I found that sweet spot in my life, man, you know, it's just been heaven, you know, for me. I wonder why I didn't do this earlier, but, you know, God wasn't finished with me yet.
No.
I hadn't started evolving to where I am now. So
yeah.
I want to thank you. The other day, you know, Donnie and I, for those that are listening, you know, gave me some incredible time of his. I was so appreciative of it. And he shared some advice to me. And that main advice that you just shared with our listeners is, you know, be yourself. No one can be a better Donnie Simpson. No one can be a better Sean Perry. And I said it to myself over the weekend several times. My wife will attest to it as well. You know, just be the best Sean Perry that you can be, and no one can beat me.
Absolutely. Right? No one can beat you doing that, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to thank you for that and the time that you gave me. It was an honor, you know, to meet you. We have just a few minutes to go, Donnie. But real quick, are there any new projects that you're working on that you can talk about now?
Well, the TV show that I mentioned, Donnie After Dark, on TV One. We recorded the first two in Los Angeles about a month and a half ago. Now, these are just going to be quarterly specials. But the first one aired already. The second one's going to air early next month. I don't remember the exact date. But, you know, I'm excited about that. It's a very cool show. It's, you know, kind of, we do it in a club, so it's a sexy kind of cool thing with singing artists and interviews, you know, and with a live audience. Mm-hmm. And it's cool. It's really a cool show. It's kind of, it's a takeoff on the old Playboy After Dark that Hugh Hefner used to, the women to clothe, yeah. As they were on his show too. but it's really good. It's been a lot of fun doing it, and we are probably going to L.A. to record a couple of more next month, and I'm looking forward to that. Okay. So, you know, if your listeners want to take a look for that, I would appreciate it. You know, but there are some other projects that I'm looking at. You know, I have started a production company, Donnie Simpson Productions, and, you know, we're looking for some things to do. We have some interesting ideas, and that's about all I can say about it at this point.
All right, I got you. But don't forget the Senior Zone. Hey, you know the demographics. I'm plugging myself right now. I'm asking you a question. Let me stop. one last question. What's on your bucket list? What remains on your bucket list? Top three.
Oh, wow. Top three on my bucket list. Wow, that's a great question.
Give me one, then.
Okay, if I just one. Oh, boy. To shoot a 59 on a golf course. That's the only thing I can think of.
Now, that is elephant shopping, elephant hunting right there.
Oh, that's elephant and giraffe at the same with one shot.
Did you watch that tournament?
I probably shouldn't say that. That's probably politically incorrect now. We shouldn't be hunting elephants or giraffes.
That is true. Oh, my goodness. You remind me of what happened yesterday. Did you see the tournament yesterday?
Yeah, I just watched it this morning.
Oh, was that so
painful? I was out at an event for Hillary Clinton yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to watch until this morning. Oh, that was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Just heartbreaking.
Whether you're a fan or not, if you play golf, you understand what Jordan Spieth was going through.
Hey, man, the back nine at the Masters on Sunday.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
There's no greater pressure in this world.
You got that right. Well, Mr. Donnie Simpson, I just want to thank you. I'm out of adjectives for at the moment. I'm having a senior moment, but please know and understand that I appreciate, you know, what you did for me last week. Appreciate what you're doing for me today and coming on the Senior Zone. You know, you've been someone that I've modeled and watched, you know, after for many, many years. You know, your style of interviewing and interacting and engaging with your guests was something that I certainly admired and tried to incorporate, you know, as best I could into my style of being Sean Perry. I just want to say thank you again. And just as you have closed out your shows for many, many years, if you would allow me to do it, you know, I would like to close out this interview with Jesus is Love, brought to you by our good friends over at Right at Home.
I love it.
All right. Well, thank you
so much, Sean. I really appreciate you having me on today, man. God bless you and all your listeners.
Hey, thank you so very much. All right, this is Jesus is Love, brought to you by good friends over at Right at Home. We'll be back with birthdays, news, and announcements.
walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. And I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Attention Medicare members, do you have questions about Medicare? Now is the time to look at your health needs to be sure you have a health care plan best to meet them. A Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare offers more benefits than original Medicare and may include prescription drug coverage all in one simple plan. Do you have Medicare? Are you eligible for Medicaid or QMB? If so, call and find out if you can enroll today. Attend an informational Medicare plan meeting in your community and bring a friend. Call Brianna Penny. She's the Medicare Plan Director at 443-740-5888 to find a time and location that works for you. That's 443-740-5888.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It is birthday time. First up is Mr. Dominique Dennis. He turned 68 today, April 11th, and he lives in Odington, Maryland, out near Fort Meade, the Fort Meade area. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Dennis. We have Mr. Gordon Holland. He turned 61 today as well, April 11th, from Northeast D.C. Happy birthday, Mr. Holland. Up next is Miss Irma Roberts. She turns 77 tomorrow, April 12th, from Herndon, Virginia. We also have Mr. Ernest Black, who turns 68 this Wednesday, April 13th, from Marlowe Heights, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Black. Next up is Miss Michelle Sutton, 60, the big 6-0, this Thursday, April 14th. She lives or resides or works, looks like, in Northwest D.C., over near the Department of Treasury, from what she tells me. Miss Louise Day, 74, on Thursday, April 14th. from Cheverly, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mrs. Day. Next up is Norma Diaz. She is 69 on Friday, April 15th. That's tax day. And she lives nearby here, Silver Spring, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Miss Diaz. Mr. Phil Wong turns 56. He's the baby of the crew today. Saturday, April 16th from Annandale, Virginia. Thank you for listening, Mr. Wong, and happy birthday to you. Miss Angela Lennett, 59, Sunday, April 17th from District Heights, Maryland. And lastly, Miss Ada Spencer turned 78 on Sunday, April 17th, and she lives and resides in Northwest D.C. To have your birthday mentioned here on the Senior Zone, you can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at theseniorzone.com. Tax day is near. There's still free tax preparation. AARP Tax Aid provides free tax preparation assistance for low to moderate income taxpayers who live or work in Montgomery County. This program runs during the tax season until April 18th. One more week to go, folks, at 20 sites. Appointments are required. For more information, call 240-777-2577. That's 240-777-2570. Folks, I have some great news. This past week, both the House and the Senate reauthorized the Older Americans Act. What does that mean to you? It means that agencies, the Department of Aging, the Area Agency on Aging in your county, these organizations that have been lifted up by this legislation to provide support and services that many of you enjoy and allow to age in your homes, in your community. So I just want to say thanks to all that who made it happen, from those that have called their senators and their congressmen to the congressmen and senators who made this happen. It's a big, big deal. So thank you guys for all of that. Thursday, April 14th, that's this Thursday, April 14th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Holy Cross Senior Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. It is Advanced Directives Day. Take your life into your own hands and decide in advance how you wish to be treated at the end of this life's journey. This event is free, but it does require registration. Call 301-754-8800. That's 301-754-8800. We'll be talking about this in a couple of weeks, but the DC Office on Aging, one of their newest programs, they have hit a home run with this one. It's called Safe at Home. It promotes aging in place for older adults, those that are 60 years of age and older, as well as persons living with disabilities, by offering up to $10,000, folks, in in-home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To get more information or to begin the application process, call Safe at Home at 202-638-0050. That's 202-638-0050. The search is still on for that elegant lady who will represent the District of Columbia as Miss Senior DC. If you live in the District of Columbia, you're 60 years of age and older, and if you're interested in competing for the title, you can go to you can go online, actually, to their website at dcoa.dc.gov, dcoa.dc.gov, or you can call 202-724-5622. Lastly, and once again, to have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share your thoughts about today's show or recommendations for future broadcasts, call the Senior Zone at 800-217-1984. That's 800-217-1984. Or you can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. info@theseniorzone.com. Be sure to join us next Monday on the Senior Zone, where our guest will be Montgomery County Executive Mr. Ike Leggett. In the meantime, don't change that dial. The Discover Your Why show with Dr. Eve Taylor is next. It's also her birthday today, so give her a shout out as well. Happy birthday, Dr. Eve Taylor. Until next time, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.